Thanks for calling customer service. This is Tatika. How may I help you?
Your name again, please?
My name is
Betsy?
Tatika.
Tatika?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm looking over my Discover card and I see they've charged me for a watch.
Yes, sir.
And they were going to send the watch on a no charge and I just had to pay the freight.
Yes, sir. Could I get your
Can you
zip
get me
code?
a 65804?
First and last name, sir.
John Dickinson.
You said 65804?
65804, yes.
All right. Dickerson?
Dickinson, yes.
Dickinson, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. You're Titika?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Could you please verify your address for me?
1325 East Rockwood, Springfield, Missouri, 65804.
Okay. Let's see what we got going on with your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay, well, back on April the 8th, you picked a platinum ultra smart watch. You paid shipping and handling for that.
No, it was supposed to be an Apple watch is what they advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get an Apple Watch. I got some kind of a knockoff or something. But regardless of that fact, they sent me a watch that they said they'd send the watch no charge because I had such a good insurance rating.
Yes, sir. Okay. This watch was a welcoming gift. This welcoming gift was welcoming you to join I got butter, peanut butter in my phone. I'm so sorry. This item that they gave you was a welcoming gift to join and the company's factory direct savings club. It's the Gadget Club, and in the terms and agreement is mentioned if you do not wish to be a member of this factory direct saving club to please call back within 48 to 72 hours and no call had been made. So then they charged you the membership price.
They didn't say all that in the advertisement.
I understand what the advertisement, but when you check the box or you click on it, you agree to the terms and agreements. That's what it was.
I never agreed to those terms, ma'am.
Okay.
I was supposed to pay the freight and they were going to send me an Apple Watch, no charges, what the advertisement said.
Yes, sir.
And I got this watch and it wasn't an Apple Watch. It was an inexpensive knockoff at best. I absolutely want to cancel any kind of membership. Can you take care of that for me right now?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
Okay. Thank you.
And I have done that. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Can you get me a credit for my Discover card for $67.32?
Well, only thing that I can offer you on your refund is 50% of that. Charge.
Why 50%?
It's just the company. I just go by what the company tells me to do.
Okay, so let me see something here. Hold on. So you'll give me a refund of $33.66?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, that's better than a poke in the eye.
Oh, we don't want a poke in the eye, even though it was halfway there.
I'll tell you what, only got poked in one eye on this deal. I can still see out of the other, so maybe I should count myself lucky. It sure was misleading, the
Yes,
advertisement.
I understand. I'm just a customer service agent. I don't know exactly what y'all are seeing. I really
You
don't.
know, I understand that you're customer service and there's nothing you can do except kind of take advantage of the thing and give me a 50% refund on a watch that wasn't worth $10.
Yes, sir.
You know, I feel like I kind of got taken advantage of, to be honest with you. There was no mention of joining a club or becoming a member of a club or anything else along those lines in the advertisement.
Yes, sir, I understand.
And you know, $33.66 is, you know, the watch they sent wasn't even worth $10, tell you the truth. It didn't even work.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else I might talk to about this?
You can talk to my manager, but she's going to basically tell you the same thing. The company that we work for, they give us certain parameters to go by. It's not like I'm getting anything off of this. I don't get paid for not giving people their money back.
Okay, well, but you will put in a refund for $33.66 on
yes.
this bill?
Yes, sir, and it will be in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me give you a confirmation cancellation number, sir.
Okay, please.
All right, do you have a pencil or a pen ready?
I do have.
Okay, it's going to be Season Charlie. Yes, sir. 259.
259.
779.
779.
699.
699. Okie doke.
Yes, sir. And just give it 3 to 5 business days when you should have that to fall back in your account, sir.
And this is a confirmation number?
Of we canceling everything and it's going to be the account. We canceled your account. So that's the cancellation for that account and also notifying that that's the refund, the account that we need to go up under to look at your refund.
This number also cancels the account, right?
Yeah, yes, it does. It cancels the account, and it's also like if we go back in, you could give us that number, and we could go back in, and we can find that account and everything notated under that account and the refund.
Okay. Listen, can you put in a strong objection for me about the advertising on this?
Yes, sir.
It was completely misleading and just cheap.
Yes, sir, I sure will.
You know, I appreciate it, you. No, I don't appreciate that conversation.
Yes, sir. I understand exactly what you're talking about. I hate that you had to go through that.
Are you getting quite a few complaint calls on this?
Oh, man, I get chewed out all the time. That's my dog.
Oh, God, I hate it for you.
Sir?
Yes?
Say again, sir.
I hate it for you that you're getting chewed out all the time.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a 7-year-old, so it kind of goes over my head a little bit, but I do. I understand. I empathize with people, especially at this day and time when money comes out and you're looking for that money and it's something that you got to do or you have a surprise bill or situation that you got to pay for. I empathize with that. I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough paying these bills, but to literally get misled
Yes, sir.
from the is really disgusting, actually. But
That
I just wonder if you could please put in a, a complete. I'm disgusted with what's the name of this company that offered this deal?
this company's name.
CareMax,
Yes, sir.
what's it called?
1 minute. It was smartwatch. It is called
Anyway,
a.
they get the credit card and then they completely take advantage of what they say.
Yes, sir. I understand. I really do.
Okay. And
Yeah.
there is. Well, anyway, there's no small print. That's a bunch of junk.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. I
Well,
appreciate
keep it.
everything. You called me in, and if there's anything else I can help you with, I will. If not, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Okay, I'm sorry that you have to be involved in this.
It's okay, sir. It's okay. We all got to do a job. Sometimes we just get the brunt of the bill of it. It's all right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.